Good morning, everybody. In 2006, Massachusetts passed legislation mandating universal health insurance. In 2010, the Division of Healthcare Finance and Policy Report indicated that in 2009, 97.3% of Massachusetts residents indeed had health insurance. In the following year, this increased to 98.1%. Thus, Massachusetts had the highest rate of health insurance coverage in the United States. From 1937 to 2009, the Commonwealth of Massachusetts provided funding for STI clinics for patient education, screening of STIs, and treatment of sexually transmitted infections. The state funding to support STI clinics, however, ceased in 2009. Only one STI clinic remains open to the public, regardless of insurance or ability to pay. The objectives of this study were several: to assess the health insurance status of patients seen in an STI clinic, to understand the reasons why uninsured patients coming to an STI clinic do not have health insurance, to determine if asymptomatic patients would seek STI screening if a free clinic did not exist, to examine whether patients at high risk of STI transmission differ by insurance status, and to determine if patients at high risk of STI transmission would seek STI treatment if a free clinic did not exist. This study was carried out in a Boston STI clinic that was open Monday through Friday, and patients were seen either on a walk-in basis or by appointment. The study period was from January to November 2011. The surveys were given to patients by the front desk staff. They were totally anonymous. There was no identifiers on the survey, and they were voluntarily completed by the patient in the waiting room prior to being seen by a medical provider. Once completed, the surveys were deposited in a locked box in the waiting room. Patients more than 18 years of age were included, and to avoid obtaining duplicate information, only new patients were given the survey. There was a 40% response rate to this survey, and of the responders, 71% were male, 28% were female, and 1% transgender. The average age was 29.2 with a standard deviation of 9.4. 75% were white non-Hispanics, 10% black non-Hispanic, 7% Asian Pacific Islander, and 7% were Hispanic. Patients were asked as to the importance of confidentiality as a reason for choosing this clinic, and you could see that confidentiality was a very important reason for the overwhelming majority of patients. Likewise, patients were asked as to the importance of cost. As you can see again, this was extremely important to the patients coming to this unit. 62% of patients seen and responding to the survey had had a previous STI. Of 607 patients, 71% of these patients, or 431 patients, did indeed have insurance. 125, or 21%, did not. There were several reasons why the patients did not have insurance. Almost a third of patients recently lost their job and therefore their insurance coverage and were unable to afford COBRA. 14% were unemployed and unable to afford the insurance. 14% were employed but unable to afford the insurance. 8% were ineligible for state-subsidized insurance, and 5% indicated that they were recent immigrants. Of those patients that were insured, more than two-thirds of patients indicated that they would choose not to use their insurance for their visit. 22% of patients indicated their willingness to use their insurance for their visit. There were reasons why the patients did not want to use insurance. More than half the patients indicated confidentiality as a reason, either because they didn't want their insurance company to know, or they did not want their parents, spouse, or significant other to know. One-fifth of patients were not able to afford the copay or deductible, and 17% of patients were concerned that their insurance plan would not cover their visit. We asked patients why they were coming to the unit, and 39% of respondents indicated that they did not have symptoms. 82% of these did have insurance, and only 17% did not. We asked the patients what they would do if the unit did not exist, and 11% of patients that had insurance indicated that they would defer their care if this clinic did not exist. 11% of those without insurance would defer their care. Are those patients that are at a high risk insured? And we defined high-risk patients as those that were symptomatic or referred in by their partners, the Department of Public Health, or identified as contacts of STIs. 63% of uninsured patients are high risk. More than half of insured patients are high risk. Thus, more than a quarter of high risk patients are uninsured. Would these high risk patients seek immediate care if this STI unit did not exist? 22% of high risk patients without insurance would defer care, whereas 14% of high risk patients with insurance would not seek immediate care and would defer their care. Overall, 16% of high-risk patients would defer their care. The limitations of the study are that not all patients responded, and the characteristics of the patients that did respond might differ from those that chose not to. The survey was self-administered, and patients may have misunderstood what was being asked, and the survey was limited to English-literate patients. The conclusion that we can draw is that one-fifth of patients seen in one STI clinic do not have health insurance, and that of those patients with insurance, most would choose not to use their insurance for a variety of reasons. In the absence of public health free clinics, some high-risk patients would defer their care. And in the absence of public health free clinics, asymptomatic patients may not seek recommended STI screening. The implication of this study is that the elimination of publicly funded STI clinics may adversely affect infection transmission rates. We have preliminary data from a satellite STI unit in a different geographic area where 63% of patients given a similar survey responded. And as you can see in this population, the race ethnicity in the satellite unit differs dramatically from the race ethnicity of those patients seen in the main STI unit. Likewise, the likelihood of these patients having insurance differs dramatically, with 41% of patients being uninsured. Thus, the percentage of people requiring STI services without insurance may vary from one community to another, and the elimination of publicly funded STI clinics in a community with a higher rate of uninsured may have a greater impact on transmission rates of STIs in these communities. Thank you very much for your attention. Have a good day.